Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 269.
Why didn't you give me the treats when I was asking for them? It's your bedtime, son. It's your bedtime.
Ben Richards.
Yeah. All right, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we have guests in this episode, our very good friends, Gary and Andrew. And hi guys. Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hi guys.
Yeah, we're at their place right now, and we're just here visiting them, and this is the Father's Day special that we're doing, and you heard all of you guys there listening. You may have heard them last year about them having a baby, and now a year after, it's 1 year old.
We still have a baby.
We still have a baby. baby Adrian. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that later. And the usual we do here on the show is catch up with our friends and talk about stuff. Ray, what did you do this weekend?
Edited videos.
Oh, those kind of videos. Like I said earlier, yeah. Can I help? I want to see the videos. No, I'm kidding. So yeah, it's the whole weekend. You just edited. You just
pretty much the whole weekend because I didn't go see any movies. I didn't remember going anywhere.
No, not at all. Okay. How about you guys, Gary, Andrew?
Let's see. We went shopping spree,
this past weekend.
Yeah. Using our gift cards up.
Oh, it's from Adrian's
Birthday.
Right. Birthday.
Yeah.
So got a car seat.
We got a second car seat. This in the state of Texas now, you have to have a car seat for your kid up till they turn 8.
Up to eight.
So it's a baby seat, and then it's a toddler seat, and then a booster seat. So, considering that we needed to have it, in the vehicle, whatever vehicle he's in for the next 7 years, we thought it was a good idea to have one in each of our vehicles permanently in there, so we don't have to keep switching back and forth. So we used some of the gift cards for that. And then what did we get?
Got some outfits.
Oh yeah, got some really cute clothes and
cute clothes.
Shoes. We got some baby shoes and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
Maybe shoes. Yeah. Oh my god!
So jogging in like this Calvin Klein outfit, or
he's got some
Kenneth Cole.
Yeah, Baby Gap.
Eventually,
that's going to be, I guess.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then, of course, Nard on Sunday. The Wave was victorious in their two softball games.
Oh yeah, last Sunday. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. By the way, Gary and I are in the same softball team. It's called the Wave.
Ride the wave.
And also. Andrew is also in the, what's your team?
The Hellraisers.
Okay, the Hellraisers. They're the A team.
No, actually the B.
It's a B. It's a B. Okay, yeah, B. We're lowly D right now, but we're having fun.
Wait a minute, you guys are like you were in first place at one time, and then you were back down to third.
And our hearts were first place.
Yes, they were.
Yes,
so they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin, it's right there with you on the D list.
Thank you very much, Ray. Yeah,
we're okay. in good company. That's right.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah.
So we are in third place now, Eric, by the way.
We are in third place. I hope we...
Are you playing this Sunday?
No, I'll be in New Orleans.
I'll be in second place.
Up to us. Yeah. We send Art away for all the big games.
Mike, can you come to New Orleans this weekend? We got a big game coming.
Yeah, this weekend it's been planned for some time now. I gotta go to New Orleans once in a while too, because Mike always comes here to Houston. So might as well go there too once in a while. And it's gonna be Pride next week. Oh, what are your plans?
New Orleans.
Well, no, isn't that next week? When's Pride? Next week already?
Next weekend. Yeah.
Yes.
Houston, yeah.
Oh, are you guys going? Are you guys going to the parade?
We might be going only for the daytime parade, because we have Adrian that weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a daytime parade?
No, like the festival.
Oh, the festival you're going to carry around Adrian, okay.
They have a family section, just cute stuff.
You're going to miss our float. We're going to be Hello Kitty cats. Hello Kitties, I mean. Hello Kitty heads.
The bears?
No, the Asians and Friends.
Yeah.
What are the bears doing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
We got to float.
You got to float. Okay. That's right.
We got to float, and I'm riding it this year.
You're riding it this time. Okay.
Like, Tony was looking for a bear and a wave person.
Oh, really? That's you. That's you.
It's a two-in-one deal. Two-in-one. But we have Adrian, so it's like, oh.
Oh.
That's all right, though.
It's going to be our little ripple. Come little ripple. Adrian. We're the wave ripple.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But anyway, okay.
He's a little ripple until you have to deal with the diaper.
Oh.
Then it's, you know, a gully washer.
Are these experts now, really, on the diaper changing already?
Yeah, it's kind of like pretty close to like nature after a while. It's like,
yeah. Geez. Well, there are the red alert poops.
Okay. What about red alert poops? What's that?
We can typically handle most any normal poop, but
okay.
Sometimes he gets very wiggly and antsy when you're changing him. Mm-hmm. And the hands go where they shouldn't be.
Everywhere. Oh, and, no.
North and south.
Yeah, so you've got his 2 feet up in one hand, and then you're doing the diaper and wiping him down with the other hand, and he's putting his hands down in the poop, and
okay. And
they start going where they shouldn't be going.
Oh. So
it's a mess. That's a red alert poop.
That's a red alert poop. Oh, my God, we're talking about poop in the show. Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we can. It's okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. So,
do you have the little teepee farm?
The what?
The little teepee thing?
Mm-mm. What's that?
So like when you give him a bath, you put it over his little pee-pee so he doesn't pee all over you.
Oh, or no.
Changing him. Friend of mine, I helped my friend Randy give their baby a bath the other twice now.
And okay.
She had the little teepee thing. She said, trust me, we need that.
Oh, it shoots up.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, gross.
Teepee for the pee-pee.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't have one of those.
No, they had maybe peed once on you, once on you too.
During the changing, yeah.
Change.
Yeah. Doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, just to give a recap from last year, Gary and Andrew went to the website called gayfamilyoptions.org, and they are, we can talk about that, right? That yep. We arranged with two lesbian mm-hmm. couples mm-hmm. Who wanted to have a co-parenting situation to have a baby. Mm-hmm. So, I hear now, wow. Yep. So tell us about the experience then.
So for those that are not familiar with the term co-parenting, that's when there are two mommies and two daddies, and they share the upbringing of one child. And we had, as you said, looked at this website and found a lesbian couple that was interested in this arrangement. And we had been thinking about having a kid, and we didn't know how we wanted to do it. And this seemed like a great, great option. So we went through the... Quick synopsis, we went through a 9 month or so dating phase with a lesbian couple.
It took 9 months for the... Oh,
God, that's a long time for lesbians.
we laugh about it. We call it our dating years. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we were all compatible and that we could, you know, when you got to raise a kid together, you got to make sure there's a level of compatibility.
You just don't do it and you need to have established a relationship.
Straight folks had that. There might be a lot better
families
there, you know.
So Barb and Tina, the moms, they live four houses away from us, and so,
just so awesome.
It is incredibly awesome.
It just happened to be so fortunate that it was a house that was on for sale for like 6 months, and then they finally lowered the price.
Yeah, so they moved in after Adrian was born to that house, and it's worked out so great.
Oh, definitely.
Just having them there, so there's a lot of back and forth. You know, we have set days when Adrian is with us, and they have set days when he's with them. And Tina's mom, Adrian's grandma, watches over him during the days when we're all at work. So it's a great arrangement, and it's a special kind of family. But we love it, and it's just great.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, how about you, Andrew? You help each other, you know. You do most of the cleaning up also with the baby, or is it the Gary's at?
No, we'll take turns.
You take turns. It's your turn.
Yeah, it depends. I'll do it.
It's kind of an unspoken thing.
Ah, okay.
You know, we'll just
say shotgun. No. You do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, with the feeding, you know, one thing I learned early on is that you got to have a lot of patience, and that mm-hmm. everything that you would do in 2 minutes for yourself takes 20 minutes when you're doing it with a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. And like when you're feeding him, it takes at least 20, 25 minutes to get his meal into him.
Yeah.
And so you got to have patience when you're doing that. You want him to take that next bite, but he's not ready for it, so you're waiting.
Okay.
So, wow. Yeah, it takes time, but so there's so many wonderful parts about being a dad. I get thrilled every time I think about goosebumps. I get thrilled every time I think about all the experiences. We were just watching TV the other day, watching a baby being born, and the dad seeing the kid for the first time, and we were talking about how awesome it was that we got to have that experience too. Mm-hmm. You know, because I never thought I could have that, and there I was. You know,
yeah.
A year ago, there I was, right on the front line, and enjoying it, and loving it.
Wow.
It's a different total experience, like Gary was saying. When you watch shows, parents having kids and just being there and experiences, it just makes it so much better. And just seeing Adrian, even though he's not with us on a daily basis, but maybe when he's with us, just looking at him, it's just amazing how someone so small and so precious and you can love someone so much.
Yeah.
It's like unconditional.
Yeah.
And the speed at which he develops is just blows me away. I mean, a year ago, he was just a little teeny thing, 8 pounds in our arms constantly. And now he's 25 pounds and
constantly walking around.
Walking around, running around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting his hands on remote controls, cell phones, anything he's not supposed to have.
Yeah.
Wow. Into the personality. Well,
what's going to happen now? You don't have people don't have VCR, so they can't put the peanut butter sandwich in the VCR,
right?
They have CD-ROM drives now, Blu-ray drives.
Yeah, but you still can't get that sandwich in there like you could with a good old VCR.
That's right.
You should come up with something else.
Yeah.
Corn tortilla.
Easy. With butter. Yeah. Actually, Mike, I was talking to Mike before, and Mike wants to have a kid, too. I mean, between the two of us, we were talking, and he wants to, but I don't think I'm ready, because for one thing, we live apart.
Right.
Yeah. But even having a pet is even hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we live apart, and he keeps teasing me that, okay, let's have a baby, and I'll play with the baby, and you clean up. So... Okay, I don't like that arrangement. No.
For your listeners that have always, if they've been thinking about this, there are so many different options that are out there, and so many different lesbian couples that are looking for anything from a co-parenting relationship to a relationship that's more like a best friend or an uncle. Nothing, that would be that time intensive.
Mm-hmm.
For someone that would like to have a kid, like to reproduce and have a kid, but doesn't have the time, so to speak, to be a full-time dad. There's that kind of arrangement that's out there. There's a lot of options, so I strongly recommend you look at the website if you're interested at all about thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways you can make it work. And
that includes surrogacy.
Surrogacy, yeah.
Surrogacy, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are all kinds of options, and in some states you can adopt, and some you can't. So
yeah,
it all depends where you're at.
I wonder what happened to the one we were trying to adopt last year. We also had a couple was trying to adopt last year.
They were not able to. They got, I want to say, they got placed with a couple kids,
mm-hmm.
and then it was going well, and then the state pulled them out.
Or was it
the state?
Was it foster?
It was foster, yeah. They're
from
the state. And I know several people that happened to that went through that whole process, that it was very, you get attached to the child, and all of a sudden, and I think it was three children.
Yeah, it was. They're all brothers.
And they were all brothers, and right at the last moment, yanked them out.
That's just terrible.
I know. So, and I know several couples that have gone through that trying to adopt that way. So,
I couldn't imagine just having someone take the kid away like that. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. We had at work, I had a client that it was a foster kid also, and it was a straight couple or hetero, and they've had him for some time already, and they finally the adoption went through, and then actually they changed the kid's last name to their last name.
Yeah.
So I thought it was great. I mean, I think everybody should have that same opportunity, not just
my
aunt started off doing foster care, And I think the first little girl she got in foster care, they ended up adopting her.
Mm.
So, because she didn't have a girl, she had two wild, crazy boys. So, and she got a little girl, and she was like, yeah. And I think she had the girl's brothers and sisters at one time, too. Other brothers. I think she just had two brothers. And so, but she ended up adopting the girl. The brother, I think the boys went back to the mom. But
it's true what they say about boys.
What?
They're perpetually dirty. And they perpetually have some sort of cut, bruise, or scrape somewhere. Yeah, he's always taking headers onto the, hitting furniture, hitting the ground.
Oh, that'd be hard.
Running into things.
Are you afraid now you're going to hit the corners of your kitchen?
Not so much, but before we were covering up stuff with pads and all.
We're so cautious about everything.
He's a little bit more secure and is walking around and running now, so we're not as nervous. But still, he'll be outside and walking the driveway, and he'll just take a wrong step and fall down and hit himself. And he had a little bruise right here where he hit his face and
scratched the tip of his nose,
scratched his little nose, all that kind of stuff. But, that's a boy.
Yeah. See, the good times are gonna come when he's about 5 or 6, and he gets arguing with the mommies.
Oh,
and they're like, "Go to your dad's house now."
But it's right. That's gonna be a situation in the future.
Yeah,
go to your dad's now.
I know. I used to tick my mom off, and I'd I'm gonna go to my grandmother's house. Okay, go.
Yeah.
And I was so, and she went and dropped me off over there, and I'd say the whole weekend had the best time.
Yeah, we're totally aware of the he'll figure out the dynamics.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I've got this house and I got this house, and I've got two parents here, two parents there. Ooh, I can get whatever I want. He's gonna try and find a way to work that.
I don't think y'all gonna be able to go ask your mothers. Can I do this? Go ask your mother.
I'll be texting.
Yeah,
with texting,
Twitter.
Yeah,
y'all have your own baby Twitter account, so y'all stay on the same page.
Right.
Okay, speaking of Twitter, I've been broadcasting questions, and so far we have a question. His name is also Adrian.
Cool name.
Yeah, cool name.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, here's a question,
Question is, Dad,
for the fathers, what kind of public reaction have you received once someone perceives you as a family? When somebody figures out, have you ever
funny
had
you
that?
Ask, because yesterday we went to that park at Memorial, or TCG yesterday, we were walking around with Adrian. We had a little stroller and everything. And, as we were going, there was a little group of say middle school girls, teen girls.
Yeah, there was a parent with four kids.
What's funny is that as they were passing by us, they're like, just talking about themselves, saying, they're gay.
Oh, really?
You know, this 10-year-old boy looked at us and goes, "They're gay." And I said it in a derogatory way, just as an observation kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't negative.
Gay people, right?
Gay people. They're the gays. Oh, wow.
Or did he say they're gay, or did he say, "Oh, they're just, that's so gay"? Because that's what I hear all the time.
No, they're gay.
They're gay.
They're gay.
Yeah. We're walking around Adrian in the stroller, and the kid just made that observation and wanted to verbalize it. So, but the reaction to answer the question has been, it's been positive all throughout. We haven't had any negative experiences at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
They all say the pretty much same thing. What a beautiful baby you guys have. It's so wonderful. But they never ask, where's the mom or anything of that nature. It's just the baby.
And when, it's funny, even in our own, in the gay community, when we explain the co-parenting situation, it's new to a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's exactly new to me when you guys talked about it before.
And so, you get some reactions, just like questions like, well, how does that work?
Yeah.
And how do you do this and how do you do that? And you get those kind of questions, and they're curious questions, but always anyone that's become aware of our family situation has been very supportive.
Yeah.
We haven't really had to deal with any prejudice or anything at this point yet. So 1 year down, no prejudice. Doing good.
Yeah. 17 to go.
So we've had a wonderful support from all of our friends. They're very, very nice to us and very supportive. They're always asking they'll see us out and about and how's Adrian doing, or is Adrian with you guys this weekend and stuff.
Yeah.
I know some of them are broadcasting it before y'all even announce it.
Everybody's excited whenever you guys bring Adrian at the ballpark.
Yeah. So it's funny, things will change in the future when he's able to talk. and communicate and start making friends and all of those things. You know, that's when we're likely more likely to run into the situations and all. But we've talked those through already. You know, we're prepared. Mm-hmm. We know what we're going to be explaining to Adrian about his family. And,
oh yeah, definitely.
You know, so we're
even to
we're aware
not only to the kid but also the parents and.
Yep.
Yeah, parents of those kids. Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot to think about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain to them that Aunt Maynard always has a microphone. It's always podcasting. So watch what you say.
Well, shut up. I just sometimes bring my microphone.
Hey, everyone. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
This is actually an intermission in between episode 269 with Gary and Andrew.
Intermezzo.
Yeah, because we need to add some more comments. We got some comments from some of our listeners. Okay, actually, one is actually from Zach. It's actually we were talking about this in the show already, but let's just complete the comment. you read this, Ray, right?
Yes.
Ray's impression consisted of him saying Australian words in his own voice. So terrible. Oh, I'm sorry, Ray.
Well, Zach, I never claimed to be an Australian or an actor, so.
That's right.
Hugh Jackman I will never be, that's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I've just watched too much Australian television, such as Kath and Kim, which is why I can do a
who's Kath and Kim?
I don't know. Uh-oh. There are things that we don't know. Is that it's Australian, I guess. I don't watch that.
Well, he's in Canada, so he can get Australian TV. You know, they block all that crap out here in America. We don't get the good shows until some idiot at some network here decides, oh, let's put it on. Mm-hmm. Like all the great sci-fi shows we never see because Sci-Fi Channel or Sky Channel or whatever they call themselves anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Syphilis Channel, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Sci-fi. S-Y-F-I. Yeah. Okay, so is Ray's internet user thingy Hugh Bear Dad? Hugh as in...
not Hugh as in Hugh as Jackman.
Or Hugh Jackman.
Hugh as in Houston. H-O-U.
H-O-U. Bear Dad.
That's right.
Yeah. So I sit down a lot of the time to get to the bathroom because I'm really shitty with aiming when I'm tired of thinking about other stuff. See, I told you, Ray, people do sit down when they pee.
Well, yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah, okay. I'm talking about men in the middle of the night, sitting when they're peeing.
Yeah.
Peeing when they're sitting. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so, Ray, you got scared over the Final Destination series. I love those films, and I enjoy watching them now. It's hilarious. The third one was the best. Okay, so, actually, Final Destination. Okay, Zach. And you, Ray, of course, you guys kind of convinced me. I rented it. I have it in DVD, so I'm going to watch it.
You haven't watched it yet?
I haven't watched it. I've seen clips of it before, and I may have seen it on TV at one point or another, but never really watched the whole thing. So I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to scare myself. And then the last part is about the gay teen, him being a gay teen. So it's going to be... It's part of the comment for Gary and Andrew in this show. Okay, next comment, episode 268, Harbor City Bears from Sydney. It's from Henry. Okay, Henry says, hi guys, enjoyed podcast number 268 as usual. Thank you, Henry. You recommended a movie called but gave no other information. NYMmedia.com lists something called, I think it's blank here. Is that it? And why do you like it? Okay, Henry, your post wasn't too clear, so email us directly or follow us on Twitter.
You mean we got to go back and actually listen to an episode we recorded to figure out what they're talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
That's God, you mean we got to listen to this stuff? Oh my God!
Oh my God! Yeah, it is hard enough to listen. Yeah, it's hard to. Yeah, I will go back. Probably I'll go back and check what the. I can't remember what we're talking about. Okay, but we do talk about a lot of movies and TV shows on the show, and Henry, if you're listening, please email us directly and remind us what it was. Okay, so I have to go back 68. Anyway, okay, there's also a comment from Cedric, but it's a very long one.
Cedric the Wizard.
Cedric. No, not Cedric. Not Cedric Hallows. Is it Cedric Hallows? By Cena Grace. No, Cedric, he sent an email, but we'll probably talk about this in the next episode because it's pretty long and it's an in-depth political message. So what do you think? What do you think, Ray? Next time?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay, yeah. Sure. All right. Now for some updates, quick updates before we go back to the show with Gary and Andrew. You, Ray here has something to report to you guys.
What? That I'm a big old loser.
Loser.
Zach, I'm a loser. I said it for you.
Okay. Okay, so tell us about your weekend.
Well, I competed for the Daddy of Montrose contest. Mm-hmm. So, and I didn't make it.
You didn't make it.
Yeah, I was told that I did pretty good until I had to give my speech.
Oh, you had your... And my, you had a speech? You
know, okay. I had to give a speech. Yeah, so...
I didn't know you had to have a speech.
Yes, you always have to have a speech.
Question and answer, or...?
There was questions and answers. There was like my serious questions was, what is your favorite piece of leather and why? My funny question was, if you could be any farm animal except a pig, what farm animal would you be? So
what did you say?
I told him I had to be a cow because I had this thing about tits, and you know I used to be a dairy farmer. So
is that why you lost? So. You want to be a cow?
No, actually, I from what I understand, I did good until I did the whole speech thing, and that's where I screwed up. Imagine me talking and screwing it up.
Oh.
I should be used to it now. I do it every week.
I know. That's right. But it's different if you're podcasting, and it's different.
I know.
From,
I can
like
edit
in front of people.
You're trying to sit up. But let me tell y'all something. It was hot as hell.
But you were wearing a vest only. It's even hot underneath.
No. I was in full leather pants, leather lace-up shirt. There are pictures. I'm not going to send you, and you better not post it, especially the one with my gut hanging out of that damn shirt. No wonder I lost. But it was a lace-up, but it was a freaking leather lace-up shirt. And because the way it laces up, because, you know, I got a gut, because I'm a bear.
Uh-huh.
It pushed it open at the bottom. In fact, none of those pictures Wayne took. I hate them all. Wayne, what? I love you, but I hate those pictures.
But
I'm playing dress up. He's gonna come over and take some good pictures of me dressed up in the
I like this stuff. Last one. I like the one with you with the vest and the harness. I like that one.
That's okay, but
yeah, I'll post that one.
Cut it above the belly button, please. Cut it above the belly button.
Oh, okay. We'll see what we can do. Well, so in any case...
It still makes me sick every time I see that herniated belly button. It just drives me out of the wall. So.
Oh, it's fine. It looks great. You look great in that picture. Yeah. So in my heart, Ray, you are still the daddy of Montrose.
Yeah, whatever. So there's me too.
What is it?
It was good. I mean, I enjoyed the people that I competed with. I mean, there's Eric, Mike... Scott and Adam, who are all great guys in the community and do a lot of work, and kind of funny that all of us are also on either the boards or in charge of president or former president of the local organizations here in town. So it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was funny from Gary. Gary says, "Oh no, you got daddied out. What is it? Out daddied."
Yes, I got out daddy this year.
Yeah, you've got out daddy.
That's okay. It was the first time. There's always another competition. There's always next year.
So it's next year. Yeah, Gary.
And next year, I probably won't have a whole bunch of stuff going on trying to get a website live and everything. I hope.
That's right. Okay, we're going to pimp you out next year. We're going to pimp you out.
Yeah.
We're going to work on that.
Okay? And it was one of those last minute things, too. They were like, come on, do it.
Yeah, you just decided when? Thursday or Wednesday?
Yeah, so.
And those guys were already
actually there were only three people when I decided to do it Thursday that had agreed, that said they were going to do it, and by Sunday there's three or four more, and then a couple of them didn't show up. So that's okay.
Well, okay, so better luck next year, we'll see.
Yep.
All right, so what do you think? Let's any more updates before we go back to the show?
Nope. Transformers comes out this week.
Oh, is it this weekend? Oh, okay.
No,
it's
week.
Pride.
Yeah, but we're more certain about Transformers.
Oh yeah, that's right. This coming weekend. Oh, we're gonna march. You're gonna march too, right?
Well, I'm not gonna march. I'm gonna ride on a float.
Oh, you're gonna ride the float? We're gonna.
Or
march.
I might do the ultimate. I might sacrifice myself and drive the truck that pulls the float.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll try to catch you in the parade.
Of course, some people are gonna have on pink tutus. I'm not saying.
Shut up! Shut up! Yeah, we're gonna be Hello Kitties this weekend, so we'll see what happens. Oh my god, I can't believe
video. I should be there just to videotape that. <if that
helps. Okay, I'm looking forward to those pictures and videos. We'll see what happens this coming weekend.
Oh, I saw Larry from Dallas and his son Sean this weekend. Speaking of Father's Day.
Oh yeah, happy Father's Day, Larry and Sean.
So they came down. They were looking at Johnny Lee's place. Sean was giving him some ideas on decorating. And Johnny Lee, if you're listening to this, you know, don't listen to Sean. Just put all those wow posters up and you'll be set.
Don't forget the hairy soaps too.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so yeah, happy Pride everyone. And we're going to go back to this interview with Garen Andrew.
Okay, actually, with just a little comment here from Zach from Canada.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach. Actually, it's really just a comment. He's just looking forward to this. He just said that, oh, and for a gay teen, I find that I am overly desperate to get married and look after kitty winks, pronounced kid e-winks. It's what my parents used to call children. I have no idea why, so I'm looking forward to the Father's Day episode a lot. So he just wants to...
Now, Zach is a teen?
I don't think so. Zach, are you a teenager?
What did that say? What's the
I think he's very young.
Is he very young?
Because he's all up on my case. What was the first part well, there? How do you get it back?
That one.
He said, and for a gay teen, I find that I'm overly desperate to get married.
Maybe when... Gay teen.
He's a gay
teenager.
That's what I said. So he's a teenager.
Yeah. Wait, are you a teenager all along?
Yes.
Wait a second. Are you over 18? You should have been listening. Exactly. You should be listening to this. Turn this off. Pause.
Remember, Zach was the one that's giving me a hard time for objectifying teenage boys.
Yeah. Zach, be nice to Hubert Dad. Oh, it's Hubert Dad. Okay. It's
yes. H-O-U. Not
it's not Hugh, like Hugh Jackman. Yes.
All right, Zach. I want you to listen to your Uncle Gary.
Okay. All right. There's Gary. Okay, listen.
You're young. You need to enjoy being young.
And single.
And single. relationships are fine right now, but there's no rush for you to go get married, and there's no rush for you to have kids. It's great that you have those feelings, but being as young as you are, you need to take your time and experience life and determine what it is that you really want. It's my best advice I can give you. Take your time. Don't rush into things.
Just build a solid foundation first and foremost.
Yeah.
Yep. Once you get that going, then...
And if you're going to do it the co-parenting way, you have to establish relationship with the mothers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it all takes a lot of time and commitment. So it's great that you have those feelings, and it sounds like you're really enthusiastic. You'll make a great dad. Just take your time with that.
Oh, my. There goes Zach. All the way from, I don't know where is he. I think
he's in Canada.
He's
narrows it down.
I think he's in Ontario. I'm not so sure. But yeah, thanks Zach for the comment, and thank you Adrian for the comment too, for the question. And are you guys now looking forward to baseball games with Adrian? Oh, is he going to be a slugger, or is he going to?
Tell about the tea.
Well, I'm personally looking forward to, you know, him being able to talk and actually start throwing the ball back and forth and, you know, just doing father-son type of things.
He's got a ball that's about twice the size of a softball that we throw around here inside the house. And he's got the whole concept of playing catch now. Just doesn't have the arm. Uh-huh. But directionally, you know, he's got the ball and he's moving it in that direction.
Right. Lagging, but he's getting there, actually.
And when you compliment him on great throw, he gets so excited.
He
runs over and gets the ball again and does it again so he can get the next compliment. He's very enthusiastic about it.
So we're also looking for this toy that I've heard of. I haven't actually seen it myself, but I think it's made by Fisher Price.
Yeah.
And it's like a little tee ball, a tee, and every time, you know, the little kid hits it, it'll like make some sort of announcement, like, you know, that's a home run.
It's a home run.
Well, that's a double, or that's a single. So I'm kind of looking for that. So everybody,
that's a single.
Keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, because then you get into the T-ball season, soccer season. What else is there?
You're gonna be soccer dads.
Soccer dads. I'm trying to think what all my nieces ran.
Oh,
they're in t-ball, softball, whatever it is.
Softball, t-ball,
soccer,
volleyball.
No, there's something else they do.
Volleyball is more.
We were laughing like we wanted to play baseball so bad. He'll probably end up wanting to be the junior drama club or something. Which would be just fine for me anyway.
Okay. This is just. I'm gonna throw this question though.
Sure.
What if he turns out to be gay in the future?
Well, if that's the case, then so be it.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it.
He's out of the house.
You're going to be straight, damn it.
From what I
understand, we want grandkids.
According to the studies, that there's a high probability that that's not going to be the case.
Probably. Yeah, I would think so. Like
coming from two gay parents.
Yeah, most probably.
You have a high...
High probability of the kid
not being
gay.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Yeah.
Mm. Actually, that's in the Birdcage with Nathan Lane and and Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Your son is straight. Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie. But anyway, I didn't think.
Gay or straight? Obviously, right. It's not going to matter one bit.
It's going to matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that time, who knows? It's even gay marriages would be
legal
by then.
Yeah. We're making progress.
We all have to attend the march in D.C.
That's right. Yeah, did you hear about that?
When is that?
That's in October.
October the 11th.
The 11th, yeah. In Washington.
Oh, okay. Oh, because that's when, a year after, the Prop 8 was...
They're actually based on that and plus Stonewall.
Stonewall.
I think it's the 40th anniversary or something like that.
Stonewall is June.
June, mm-hmm. Yeah. Or something like that.
No,
something
anyway.
To that effect.
Probably October in D.C. Wow.
It's around Columbus Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the Megan Gay March.
Okay, here's another question that I've been reading about. How about Obama right now on LGBT issues? Is he doing a good job, you think?
No, he's not doing the job. I'm optimistic, though, because it's early, and he's had to tackle some very big issues.
Yeah.
And he's had to use a lot of his political capital to deal with some, enormous issues to get past.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen so far has not been very encouraging, but...
But we're giving
I'm
a
cautiously optimistic note. That, we're five months into this administration.
True.
I will say, though, he's done more than Bush ever did in his 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
His two terms.
Definitely. Terms.
Yeah.
That's true.
So,
right. How about you, Ray? What do you think?
I get in my government motors vehicle every day and drive to work.
Wow.
So if I was going to rate him right now, he'd be a D.
He'd be a D.
Right? But I'm optimistic that he'll be a B or higher by the end of his first term.
Yeah.
It just
takes
time.
Yeah, it takes time.
Well, there's much, much pressing issues right now that I kind of rate higher than marriage on any level.
Like
people have jobs.
People having jobs.
Yeah.
People, thousands of people getting into unemployed.
Job, can't get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can if you're straight, but,
right. It's all politics, and it's all presenting at the right time and moving at things at the right time. And, of course, as gay men ourselves, we want everything now because to us there's a real sense of urgency around it.
Mm-hmm.
But, progress will come.
That's right. It will be one state at a time.
Yep. Go New Hampshire.
That's right.
That's right. Over
New York might be next.
Maine. Even Maine. Wait, Maine is already...
I think Maine's already in.
Already in, that's right. That's good. We'll be in Maine.
When South Carolina passes it,
that'll be the last one.
Oh.
No.
No.
That's there, so...
That's right. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, Gary and Andrew, for joining us in the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's always exciting to hear about your adventures about being dads and stories about Adrian.
Yeah, we'll come back in 15 years and ask these same questions. You'd be like, what, after you wrecked the car last night?
Yeah. I'm still waiting for that infamous question.
Yeah.
What, the car keys?
Oh, the car keys.
Dad, can I borrow the hovercraft for the night?
Where's my
I love that that commercial. I think it was aired on the Super Bowl where the dad is at home and the teenage girl is asking for, I guess, the car keys or whatever. And he just visualizes when she was a little girl And then she leaves, and then the little kid comes out with throws his little jacket on his back, and he's like, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to work."
Oh.
That was a good commercial.
Yep. Those are good commercials. But anyway, so guys, I hope you guys have a good Father's Day. What are you guys doing on Father's Day?
Well, we're going to have a Father's Day breakfast. The moms are going to take us out.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah. We're going to go out to breakfast and spend some quality time with... We have Adrian this weekend, so we'll have him all weekend here. And yeah, so looking forward to it.
Yeah. Shout out to Barb and Tina. They might be listening to this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think next year for Mother's Day, there might be a good source of...
It was, because... last year I had my mom on for Mother's Day, and then last month we had Ray's mom on the show. we can have Barb and Tina for Mother's Day. That'd be awesome.
Get their point of view.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so guys, thank you for listening, and if you want to send your comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. Call the voicemail line, and we'll play the show. And comment on the website at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes. And follow us on Twitter, Bear Podcast, or Nard, or Hubert.
Oh, did you see Twitter today?
Yeah, that's right. Ray tweeted today. That's right. Anyway, so guys, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yay. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves send many hugs.
Wolf Water Bear.